Welcome back, everybody, to the Townships at 12. I'm your host, Maureen, if you're just tuning in. Today, in the second half of the show, I will be interviewing Canadian country artist Olivia May Graham, who is based in Ontario. Now, from time to time, I will have some guests that are not based in the townships. However, we are definitely following Olivia's career and playing her music here on The Cube. We will start out with a hit song called Boots by Olivia, and we will hear the interview right after the song, so please stay tuned.
I'm chasing a six pack of strings that always need changing. Got my heartbeat pumping, I'm ready to go for the show. I'll show you every little thing I'm working on. Got a band, and a bunch of songs. Have boots, we'll travel. Until these threads unravel. Have boots, we'll travel. Have boots, we'll travel. Gotta hold my soul, but they still lift me up. Get a swing in my step when we breathe in the dust. Slip them on, I tap my toe. Nothing quite bends like the road it's home. I'm home, you know. Have boots, we'll travel down the highway through the gravel to a backyard party or a county fair. On a wee little stage in a town somewhere. Wanna sing my story. When the road gets rough, through the mud and the muck, until these threads unravel. Have boots, we'll travel. Have boots, we'll travel.
Maureen Dillon Teasdale for The Cube, and today I'm really pleased to welcome Olivia May Graham to the Townships at 12. Now, Olivia has quite a few country songs out. She's based in Southern Ontario, and we're playing the song right now called Boots. So welcome, Olivia.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Now, we were just talking about how you got started in music. So could you tell our listeners a bit about how you did get started in music?
Yeah, for me, music has always been second nature. Like, there wasn't really a moment that I started writing songs. It was just kind of something that I always did. But listening to country radio as a kid, and kind of like hearing the stories that, you know, George Strait would tell, and like listening to the great songwriters, I knew from a really early age, I'm like, I wanna tell stories. I wanna write songs that make people feel something. So it took a couple years to get some life experience and some things to write about. But yeah, I can't believe that I get to put out my own songs and my own stories. So thank you so much for supporting me and for playing Boots. I really appreciate it.
Oh, you're really welcome. I just love your songs too. So you write your own songs. That's quite something. I don't think a lot of artists do that.
Oh, thank you. Yeah. For me, it's all about the story, and it's all about like what you want to kind of like tell the listener. And for me, being able to write my own story and kind of write the songs that I needed as a kid in a way, has been really healing for me in such a cool kind of like reflective place. So I've been fortunate enough to be able to put out my own songs, and some artists don't necessarily get the chance to do that. So I'm super lucky in that way.
Mm-hmm. Could you tell us about Boots? I watched the video. You you have a thing for cowboy boots, I think.
I do. Yeah, I know boots are really trendy right now, and I think for the last few years, people have been kind of buying cowboy boots. I've been buying them for my whole life, and Boots is kind of a fun one. I was chatting with one of my good friends and co-writer Jay Allen, and I said, Jay, like I have half a tank of gas, but I got a full heart full of dreams, and I'm like, we gotta chase them, you know. And it's not about the money, because I'm like, I don't have any money right now, and I'm like, it's not about the fame or the glory or anything other than playing music. And I was just in a point in my life where I was just so happy, and I'm like, I get to make music with people that I love. I get to play on stages to crowds that want to hear my songs. Like, this is like if you told 5-year-old Olivia that you're going to be playing on stages and people are going to want to hear your own songs, I would be like, no way, like, really? So I'm like, I'm living the dream. So he had then brought me this hook. He's like, have Boots, we'll travel. And he's like, that's you, Liz. So we wrote this song that is kind of my whole life story. And it's funny because a lot of my songs have a lot of vulnerability in them. But typically it comes from like a reflective standpoint of like, I went through something and this is kind of how I feel about it now. And it's always kind of been a reflective, like looking back, whereas Boots is kind of like the whole story. And it's where I was, it's where I am right now, it's where I want to go. So when we were getting ready to release this one, I got super scared because I'm like, this is kind of the most vulnerable song I've ever put out, because if people don't like this song, like, this song is me. And I'm like, what if they don't like me? Like, this is intense. So we had to work through a few things before I was ready to put this one out. So it means the world to me that you like it and that you've been supporting it, because it's a special message from me.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I also really like the one Mean Girls, and that is, girls can be so competitive and so mean. I don't think a lot of people realize this, but how did that song come to be?
Well, I was at a conference or whatever it was, and I called my mom and I said, Mom, can you come get me? And she's like, what do you mean? You're supposed to stay at this music conference for like the entire weekend. Like, you want to come home? It's only been one day. And I said, come get me. And I cried the entire way home. And as soon as we pulled into the laneway, I got out my phone and I started mumbling the lyrics of the first verse. Like, left the party early, crying in the backseat, with everyone laughing at me. Because I felt so much embarrassment and so much shame around having to kind of like leave this event early. But then I realized that protecting your peace, and when you're somewhere that you're like, this isn't serving me in the way that just being home and being with my family and being with the people that love me and aren't trying to tear me down is, that like you can remove yourself from those situations and then kind of see it for what it is, if that makes sense. And that song was a really, really special song in my career, and I kind of had to really fight for that song and kind of tell my team. I was like, I want to put this out, and they're like, I'm not sure. And I was like, I want to put the song out, and they're like, sell it to us. So I told them, I'm like, this is how I want it to sound. And we were actually in the studio tracking a different song called I Can't Move, which then later came out. And after we were done tracking I Can't Move, I told the guys, I was like, can you just try to play Mean Girls like this for 1 second? And they're like, Liz, like, I don't know if we're ready to track this song. And I was like, just try it. And we tracked that song in like 20 minutes. Like, it came together so fast because I had such a vision for how I wanted that song to be and to sound. And there was a borderline of, I didn't want it to be like a sad song. I wanted it to be an empowering song. Because in that moment when I felt so much embarrassment and so much shame, I was looking, I was like trying to find a song that was going to make me feel better, and I couldn't find it. I was like, okay, well then I have to write it. So yeah, that one's been a special one, and it's opened a lot of doors for me going into schools and kind of talking to kids about being mean. And it's resonated with not only girls, with kind of everyone at all ages, which I think is really surprising and a really kind of cool thing on how that song turned out.
That's great. Great message and great song. Mm-hmm. Could you walk us through from beginning to end, like when you write a song and to when it's released?
Oh my goodness. The process is different every single time, which I love. Like I love change and all of that stuff. But I'll say with Boots, like as soon as we wrote it, I knew I was like, I want to put this song out. And it takes time. Like it takes a couple months to get into the studio. And then after you're in the studio, there's so much work that kind of goes into it. And then by that time you're doing the music video and the photo shoots and all of the stuff. And then just when you have everything done, you have to set it up a month prior to when it's actually going to come out. So this song kind of felt like it was never coming out. It was always just like, we were supposed to go in and track vocals, and then I got sick. So then that pushed it back. And I was just like, I was praying and I was trusting God. I was like, okay, this song is going to come out at the right time. I know it, I believe it, but I feel like it's never coming out. Even like the day that we shot the music video, it was in May, and the weather was so beautiful, clear blue skies, but it was hot. And part of the music video is indoors, and then the other part is outdoors. And so I was like, okay, we have like 10 hours to shoot this video. We've got a beautiful day. Let's start with the inside shot while it's really hot. And then later in the afternoon, when it's kind of like going to cool off, we'll do the outside shot. Well, if we don't get a massive storm, just as we finished the inside shot, and the team and I are just standing on the porch of the beautiful Sundowner Truck Accessories in Bothwell, Ontario, where we filmed the video. And literally, like, all of our phones beep, and we get, like, a tornado warning of, like, you know, like, there was, like a tornado had kind of, like, touched down in the town next. And I'm like, oh, my goodness, like, this song is never coming out. Like, we're trying to shoot the video, and there's, like, a tornado happening. And so we had some lunch, and we just chilled. And then I was like, wait, I think it kind of quieted down outside. And so we opened the door and we were looking outside, and there was a rainbow, and everything was like covered in water. And it wasn't the look that we were going for, because now it just looks like there was a massive storm that rolled through. And we had about 30 minutes before the sun was going to go away. And in our brain, we were just like, oh, like maybe we just pick another day to do the video. Like we were kind of feeling discouraged. And I was like, no, like God has a plan. Like there's got to be a reason why this is happening. And we filmed most of that video in one take. Like you'll see, I'm sitting on the back of the truck, and there's a take without the boots in the back of the truck. And then there's the take with the boots in the back of the truck. And that was all one take. And then some of the outside stuff, like we literally shot in 30 minutes when we thought we were going to have like 10 hours. So it's kind of like funny how music comes together. It's always a different process, and there's always hurdles that you don't expect. But it has been a whirlwind, to say the least. But I'm really happy that people are connecting with the song. And already it's my like top viewed video on YouTube. It's kind of like a little bit wild of how fast it's been growing. But yeah, I'm just happy that people are kind of connecting with it.
Okay, that's a great video. So you have a lot of support from your family. That's wonderful. Country music, especially the modern country music, is getting more popular all the time. Mm-hmm. Any advice to any young women wanting to get into the country music scene?
Oh, goodness. That's a great question. Be yourself. Like, I think, like, we live in a world where, and to all women out there, I think we live in a world where we're told what you have to, like, what the standard is of what you have to be and how you have to look and how you have to dress. And I know that, like, in the early days of my career, people were like, these are the kind of songs you have to sing. This is what you have to wear. And I was like, no. I'm like, I'm a girl that sings songs from my heart, and I wear cowboy boots and I wear little flower dresses. Like, that's, like, who I am. That's what I want to be. And it took a minute for people to kind of understand that, and understand that, like, I'm not trying to be the next Lainey Wilson or the next Carrie Underwood. There's all, like, they're already there and they're doing it and they're killing it. I'm like, I just want to be myself. And so for anyone out there who's struggling, is just be you and be authentic and own it. And the right people will find you and they will connect with you and just follow your heart. So many people will tell you, this is what you have to do. You have to be yourself and you have to trust your gut, I think, is a big thing that I've been learning. But yeah, just be you. As cheesy as it sounds, people are always like, be yourself. You really have to be you and to be authentic, because eventually when you can break through the noise of what's happening in country music or just in the industry in general, people will be like, oh my gosh, like, she's so fresh and she's so new. And it was like, she was just herself, you know, this whole time. But yeah, so just, you know, follow your own dreams and your own heart.
Such an important message. Okay, your website, if somebody wants to find out more about you and hear your music, it's Olivia May Graham, and that's all one word, and May is M-A-E.
Yes, it is.
Okay, anything else you'd like to add before we go, Olivia?
Just, you know, this whole music thing has been my entire life, my entire journey, and so to kind of like see on the back end your station supporting me and playing the songs, it just truly means a lot to me. So thank you to your listeners. Please, if you're listening to this, like, find me on Instagram, find me on Facebook, send me a message, let me know you heard this interview, because I love to be able to connect with people, because for me, that's what music is all about. So thanks so much for taking the time to chat with me, and I can't wait to come down to the station in person soon, and maybe we'll put something on together.
Oh, that would be great. Well, thank you so much, Olivia May Graham, Canadian country singer based in Southern Ontario. And go to her website, oliviamaygraham.com, and to listen to all her songs and get some more information. So thanks again, Olivia. All the best in your future.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Left the party early, crying in the backseat. Swore I wore my best dress, brightest shade of lipstick, so they'd save me a seat. Thought I earned that label at the cool kids' table, but they rolled their eyes, so I just played nice. But when I look twice, they're just a bunch of mean girls, feeding on jealousy. I can tell you what they really mean. For life, it's all pretty, pretty fake. And they'll say you gain some weight with a smile on their face, like your heart ain't gonna break. They're just a bunch of mean girls, feeding on jealousy. I can tell you what they really mean.
And that song was called Mean Girls, and it's by Olivia May Graham here on the Townships at 12. And we have another community announcement here. The Lennoxville Community and Heritage, September 28, 2024. The Uplands Cultural and Heritage Center invites you to rediscover the rich, intangible heritage of Lennoxville and meet the people who keep these traditions alive. Join them at the Lennoxville Public Market, Square Queen, 152 Queen Street, on Saturday, September 28th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. In case of rain, the event will move indoors to the Amity Bondwag Community Center. Four groups will host booths dedicated to showcasing long-standing traditions that continue to enrich the Lennoxville community. Indigenous students from Bishop's University will share their stories and traditions. The Lennoxville quilters will demonstrate the evolution of quilting techniques over time. Uplands tea mentors will discuss the heritage of this tradition in the eastern townships. And the Sherbrooke Record newspaper will highlight the history of Friendship Day throughout the decades. Visitors can look forward to lively discussions, demonstrations, and plenty of opportunities to learn. Special thank you to the City of Sherbrooke for making the event possible through a grant from the Initiative to Promote Sherbrooke's Intangible Heritage. So don't miss out on that. Sounds like a lot of fun, a great place to learn too. That's September 28th, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at the Square Queen in Lennoxville. And next up, we have some health news here on the Townships at 12. What people with diabetes should know about heart and kidney health. Millions of Canadians live with conditions affecting their heart, kidneys, and metabolism. These include type 2 diabetes, heart failure, cardiovascular disease, and chronic kidney disease. But few know they're interconnected. A change in metabolism can affect multiple organs, including the heart and kidneys. In fact, type 2 diabetes can increase your risk of developing heart or kidney disease. There are steps you can take to protect your health, says Dr. David Cherney, professor of medicine at U of T, clinician scientist at UHN TGH Research Institute. One important factor is early detection through regular medical checkups, including screening for heart disease and kidney disease. Consuming a balanced, nutritious diet and getting regular exercise are other factors that reduce the risks of heart and kidney complications. There are also medications that may lower your risk of dying from heart problems and can help treat kidney disease. The sooner you know your risk, the sooner you can change your lifestyle. Talk to your healthcare provider with the impacts type 2 diabetes can have on your heart and kidneys. Learn more at itsconnected.ca. And that's our health news today from the News Canada. I'd like to thank my guest today, Mike McDonald, one of the organizers and also one of the competitors for the annual Harvest Fall Festival and Giant Pumpkin Contest in Lennoxville. Don't miss it. It's on Sunday, September 29th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. at 10 Samuel Gratham Street in Lennoxville. The pumpkin weigh-off is at 2 p.m. and there's lots of fun for the whole family during the day. And in the second hour today, I'd like to thank Olivia May Graham, country artist based in Southern Ontario. Check out her website at oliviamaygraham.com. I'd also like to mention if anyone out there who is involved in community groups or maybe even has a new business, please get in touch with me and I will be glad to set up an interview to help get the word out. Just send me an email at cjmqnews@gmail.com and I will get back to you. Thanks everybody for listening and have a great afternoon. We will finish today's show with a song by Olivia May Graham, and this song is called I Can't Move.
Waiting for a tow truck in the pouring rain. It's crazy how fast things can change. Won't check the voicemail you just left. Maybe someday, but I ain't there yet. A new scenery, a change of pace, and I break down on my getaway. I need a car that won't let me down. I
check my heart, so